Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. The latest is, hey, the return of T-Mill's best bets. He's got them locked and loaded for tonight. See if we can get you some money in here. A little NBA action, I'm guessing.
Correct, sir.
Clippers play tonight? I'm just wondering.
Oh, very involved in best bets, yes. You don't like that.
I told you I feel about you. And if the Clippers are playing, and when you say very involved in best bets, I don't believe that you're talking about anybody other than James Harden on this thing.
It's not an over on points bet for old James, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. He bets with his heart, okay, when it comes to James Harden. But the latest here, Clint, NFL trade deadline. It ended at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time here. And as we've talked to you about it, the Texans did not make a move. Heard them rumored for guys like Achan from the Dolphins, David Njoku, the tight end from the Browns. But they did not make any moves. But, Clint, some other teams made some moves and some other teams within the division. Let's start there. The Jets, they make what I believe is the biggest trade of the day. And the Colts actually obtain his services. But the Jets trade their two-time all-pro cornerback, Sauce Gardner, at 25 years old. They trade him to the Colts. The Colts give up two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell, a quality, you know, NFL receiver for them. They make that trade. So the Colts in the division, they get much, much better. They get Sauce Gardner as a corner. The Raiders, they trade Jacoby Myers to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So potentially we will see him on Sunday for a couple of draft picks, a fourth and a sixth-round pick in the NFL. Before we move on to the other moves, those are in the division. Clint, your reaction to the two teams in front of the Texans going out, making some significant changes, I would say, on their team.
Yeah, look, I mean, you got a chance. Both of those teams have a chance. In the AFC right now, obviously the Indianapolis Colts are at the top of the list, and they've got one of the highest scoring offenses in football. And you go out and you acquire a defense changing, a scheme changing, what I would call the key to a defense, allows you to unlock your defense where you can do anything you want to do defensively when you got that guy, kind of like Derek Stingley Jr. here with the Texans. And, you know, it takes their defense to the next level. They got a chance to win it all, they feel like. Right now they're one of the best in the league. They got a chance to win it all, and they're going to go out there and figure out a way to make sure that they build this team on all fronts to give all of them a chance to win a game. you know, I think that's where Indy's at. Then you look at Jacksonville. I mean, they got a first-year head coach with a quarterback that's well-paid, that you feel like you can win with, and they're right there in the thick of things in that wild card hunt, if you will. Not out of the division, but right now in that wild card hunt, right in the thick of things. And why not feel like if you got some pieces, you can go out there and beat anybody on any given Sunday? They get Travis Hunter, wide receiver, corner. He gets hurt. He's out for a month or 6 weeks, whatever it may be. And they feel like Brian Thomas Jr., their go-to receiver from last year, isn't performing up to snuff this year, and they need some help, so they go out and get Jacoby Myers. Both teams that are ahead of the Texans right now in the division go out. They get better. They get reinforcements. And the Texans stand pat. Yeah, it's there was already a gap between the Texans and these two teams, I think, at this point, it'd be fair to say. And those two went out and got better, which is going to widen the gap between them and the Texans.
And I think both players, and Jacoby Myers and Sauce Gardner, in particular with Sauce Gardner, I think those are two dudes that are going to be also different than what we've seen of them lately, because they're going to have like new life, Clint. Like, it's had to have been tough to be in that Jet situation, and he's looked almost like those first 2 years when it was different. He's looked a little like, I want to say bad, but it, you know,
it's deflating.
It ain't just all there. Now he's 7-2, going to a team that looks like they could be the one seed. And I think Jacoby Myers, same thing with the Raiders. And both of those dysfunctional organizations, even with new coaches, have gone to that spot. By the way, on the Sauce Gardner situation, Josh Downs wears number one no longer. Sauce Gardner got number one. Josh Downs is moving to number two. Already with that situation.
I bet Josh got a nice payday.
Bet he did. Woo! Also, other big moves. The Saints, they deal Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks for a fourth and fifth round pick. And then the Jets, they were on the move, and they have accumulated a lot of picks, a lot of big picks. They also trade three-time Pro Bowler Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys for a first and second round pick, who the Cowboys had already made a move for the seventh round pick to get linebacker Logan Wilson from the Bengals. So the Cowboys try to shore up their defensive problems, even though they probably could have done that last night before they lost another game. Just overall there, man, those are the major moves of the day. Six moves made on the deadline day. Who are you looking at that really, really made out today?
Well, look, I think it's – I mean, obviously the two teams in divisions is who I care about, but I think just the football head in me, that Cowboys situation is interesting, because if you think – if they get Overshown back, if they get Diggs back in the fold at corner, you add Wilson at middle linebacker, and you slide Quinnen Williams, who I believe is one of the best interior guys in the game, has new life in Dallas. Any way you slice it, going from that New York to Dallas is a game changer. And you plug him in with what's the fella's name that they got from Green Bay, and Kenny Clark inside. You know, they've got several guys on that defensive side that have been injured, and you know, not that that's any excuse why they ain't been worth a damn, because they weren't good with them. But boy, you start talking about adding these two guys and then getting two or three other guys that are really good players, healthy. That defense could turn the corner. Now we'll see. We'll see if Eberflus is the problem or is it really personnel. But they're starting to have a little collection of guys over there that you're going to expect to see some results out of. So I'm interested in watching that Cowboy defense and see what kind of impact these guys make.
Yeah, they definitely did. Hey, the Jets. How about the Jets? Man, they've got three first round picks in the next 2 years to go along with how terrible they are. So their first round pick is going to be a good pick. Two second round picks today, and then other reports from the Jets is the Chiefs offered a fourth round pick for Breece Hall. They declined. They were looking for a third, and then another team offered a second round pick for Jermaine Johnson, but they wanted, quote, a little more. So they had a lot of stuff on the table to make some moves, and ultimately they still make the big moves and get three first round picks and 2 seconds out of Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. So I think the Jets, at least they know where they are. They know we are tearing this sucker down. We are starting over, and they've got like Texans-level ammo right now, like the Texans had when they made the trade for Deshaun Watson and helped get them CJ and Will Anderson and all the moves they were able to make. So the Jets, if they're able to, you know, to turn these picks into what they need to, I think that the Jets had a pretty good day. Understanding, like, we're not going nowhere. We're not close.
Not getting something for Breece Hall, not getting anything for Garrett Wilson is interesting. I thought those
Breece,
two guys.
Yeah, Breece especially.
Breece for sure, but I thought Garrett would even be one that would be on the move. I feel for those guys because they appear to be. Now, we've seen teams recently. It seems like several teams. It's New England's turn with Vrabel right now, but several teams have turned the corner awfully quick. So crazier things have happened, but that looks like it's going to be a little longer.
We'll
see. Longer
we thought the Texans were going to be longer.
Well, it was a solid three. Yeah, I did think it was going to be five.
Yeah, D'Amico came right on in.
Came right on in and
got it going. All right, so that is the latest there with the trade deadline, the NFL. A lot of moves happening. None by the Texans.
You guys good?
5 o'clock fire.
I saw the look in your eye, Tyler. I felt like you wanted me finish that off. The Rockets last night, they got their fourth straight win. They won at home against the Dallas Mavericks. And big win as their big guns led the way, including Amen Thompson, who had himself a big game. And there's KD doing. KD and Şengün, they're the constants. They do what they do. I think for me, that's really jumped out. And I was going into it thinking, Clint, I just need to completely reevaluate and rethink how I look at the Rockets from a team standpoint. The Rockets, they're one of the best offenses in basketball. And so with that, their games are just going to have more possessions. And obviously when you change out, we've talked about it, Dylan Brooks for Kevin Durant, some of the other guys, your defense will go down a bit. I've looked at their defense. Their last two performances against the Mavs last night and then the Celtics before, they're both their two best defensive performances, 101 points, 102 points, 39% for the Celtics, 45 last night for the Mavs. But that is not something that I think we're going to get used to. When you have what I think many people have, the number one rated offensive efficiency in the league with the Rockets, it's just going to be more possessions. They just play differently. And one of the things that happens when your offense improves as much as the Rockets is, and by the way, I would make that trade, improves as much as the Rockets does, is your defense is not going to be as good.
Right.
And you're not going to be as dominant defensively. Good to see they still have it in the bag there, 101 points to the Celtics, 102 points to the Mavs. Good to see us in there still. But I just personally, and maybe some of you have to relook and understand, this is just a different team than it has been, and they're not as much a defensive team.
I need Jabari to get on back. Saw he was out last night.
Yeah, he was.
He's out again tonight, I think. He's questionable, so need him to get on back, man.
Yeah. By the way, the Rockets, they list Steven Adams and Jabari Smith as questionable tonight. Jabari still with that ankle issue. Steven Adams, man, we just know Steven going to miss him some games.
Yeah, he's going to miss
him. I mean, that's just – I mean, and that's
Clint
fine.
Time, baby. Time yeah, for maybe. Big Clint.
Yeah. He going to miss him.
Get in there and do your thing, CC.
He's going to miss him some games with the left hip flexor tightness. That sounds like an injury of, if the game was a playoff game, I could go.
Yeah.
The old just left –
get you massaged, get good and stretched out, get you a little hot-cold contrast treatment, and be all right.
Yeah, he'll be all right. But the Rockets, they got to change the way you think, but they look good four straight here, and we'll see if they can get a fifth against a Memphis team that is teetering.
Third most common sex injury, by the way.
Yeah, sure is. I've had that flexor.
The flexor?
I know you've had it.
A strong hip flexor, man.
We'll see what kind of state old Job Moran is in. He's returning from his one-game suspension.
Is he?
That the team implemented because of his post-game comments about the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Always strapped.
It'll be fun. We'll see.
5 o'clock fire.
I think it's grenades now. The Arizona Cardinals, they got a win last night behind Jacoby Brissett, who in his three games in place of Kyler Murray. Now, yesterday was the first time they won any of them, but in his three games, he's been really, really good. 7 total touchdowns to 1 interception, and he's been over 259, 260 in all of the games that he's played against the Packers, the Cowboys last night, and as well as the Colts. And according to reports, the Arizona Cardinals are – okay. The Arizona, can hide that one there. You good? The Arizona Cardinals are sticking with quarterback Jacoby Brissett as their starter for Sunday's game against the Seahawks in Seattle. Coach Jonathan Gannon said Tuesday the decision was announced less than 24 hours after Brissett led the Cardinals to a win last night against the Cowboys, and also less than 24 hours from last night, him saying, no, Kyler Murray's going to get the job whenever he's healthy. So maybe they're saying already they know that Kyler Murray's not going to be healthy on Tuesday. This is an interesting situation because they're 3-5. I mean, they're not really in the race either. They've got, you know, three teams in their division that are all 6-3 or better. So it's a wonder where they are right now. You know what Jacoby Brissett is. This is an interesting thought to just roll with him, even if he's not healthy.
Yeah, this is one of those things that strikes me as because Aikman clearly knew something last night, as Tyler and I were talking before the show. I mean, clearly Aikman knew something. I mean, there's some talking going on behind closed doors that isn't very, very promising for Kyler Murray. And so I wonder how much of this is a young coach, head coach, that's been there long enough now that there's some expectations. And, you know, you've got to do everything you can to win ball games. And right now, does that team believe more in Jacoby Brissett than they do Kyler Murray?
Oh, Gannon may be on the hot seat.
Well, Gannon,
he's got to win.
Well, if he's not, you know how to get on the hot seat is play Kyler Murray if the team doesn't believe in him.
Even with that contract,
Yeah. I mean, look, that's the scary thing of in the NFL when you pay somebody like that big, big money that hasn't won anything and you hire a new head coach. If that guy decides to take that money and just put his toes up and not continue to work hard, you know, there's already word on the street about Kyler Murray anyway and about how committed he is to the game. I don't know how true it is or not, but if it's out there, there's probably some level of truth to it. And now all of a sudden you've got another season that started off slow. Kyler Murray's not been around, been injured here and there. And you got a young coach that's got to win and a team that doesn't necessarily believe in Kyler Murray. And you got to go with the veteran that knows how to lead a team, at least the guys believe in him. I'm not saying that that's true. I'm just saying that it reeks of that type of situation of, hey, man, I don't give a damn how much money this guy's making. My job is on the line, and I got to make the best decision. The best decision right now is this veteran that's playing good football.
No, well, I don't know. Unless maybe they think also Jacoby Brissett can be the next Sam Darnold in them. I mean, he is 32. I feel like he's a little older. I think Jacoby has just made himself more money for the next 5 to 7 years if he wants it.
He thinks Jacoby can save his job, the head coaching job.
Does he go be the next Geno Smith? I don't know. We'll see. All right, coming up, it is the 5 o'clock hour. At any point in this hour, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets. Be listening for the cue to call, your chance to win a pair of tickets at some point in this hour on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Stay tuned for that. Speaking of Jacoby Brissett, do you think Davis Mills and the Texans offense can mirror a performance like the Cardinals with their backup? We'll discuss that.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
You ready, Tyler?
Always ready, Ron.
I hear that music. It feels like you are. Let's do it. Let's do it. This is your time. Your final chance here at Sports Radio 610 on a Ticket Tuesday. Somebody won a pair on Payne and Pendergast. Somebody won a pair on In the Loop. Now is your opportunity to win a pair right here on The Drive. Caller number 10 for you, Davis. Caller number 10 right now, 713-572-4610. Caller number 10 wins a pair of front row tickets in the bullpen for Sunday's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars at NRG. Caller number 10. Phone lines are open. 713-572-4610. Caller number 10.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Has a chance for a pair of tickets in the bullpen, front row. Get in there. This is just like last week, Clint, the biggest game of the season. And they have a chance to kind of stay alive. It is really, really rough, Clint, if they ain't able to win this game at 3-6 to start to make the math add up right there. They really need to win this game against Jacksonville, and they may have to do it with Davis Mills. Call number 10, your chance to do it. Tyler will take care of you. And speaking of Davis Mills, I know maybe I shouldn't do this, compare this, but I'm watching the Arizona Cardinals last night, and Drew Petzing, he's a third-year OC. This isn't Sean McVay or anything like that. I mean, he's been there since Jonathan Gannon got there. He was in Cleveland before that. And Jacoby Brissett, a 32-year-old backup quarterback here that I would think, and I believe I looked at a list, and I believe that I saw several lists that had Davis Mills ranked ahead of a Jacoby Brissett when it comes to backup quarterbacks. So, I don't think this is a situation where he is just that much better than a Davis Mills, Jacoby Brissett I'm speaking of. But I'm watching the Cardinals last night, Clint, and it's been this way for a couple of games since he's been in there, their backup. And they're in the same situation as the Texans. And he will have all week potentially prepare for it. And I don't believe that the Texans will look as consistently competent as I believe the Cardinals did, because they don't look consistently competent when their starting quarterback C.J. Stroud is in, who is a player that is a better player that they're contemplating paying big money to. And so I don't know that I feel, especially going off what we saw at the end of the game against the Broncos, feel like that's going to be something that occurs again. I guess for you, do you think Davis Mills and this offense will be able to do enough to give them a chance to win this game on Sunday?
Yeah, I think this game on Sunday, as well as the Titans game on the next week, 2 weeks from now. The quarterback for the Houston Texans right now, the way things are structured around him, I think when you shift the same problems that C.J. Stroud was up against, when you shift them to Davis Mills, you're going to get a very similar version of quarterback. I don't think you're going to see much drop off at the quarterback position. Now, I know there's a lot of folks out there that want to take and twist and misinterpret what I'm saying. I'm not saying that C.J. Stroud is anywhere near, or Davis Mills is anywhere near the caliber quarterback when we're talking ceilings of C.J. Stroud. I'm not. What I'm saying is this is a system, whether you talk about O-line, protection schemes, whether you talk about supporting cast and the weapons, or you talk about the play caller and the system, the offensive system that nobody seems to know what their identity is in the building. All those things hold a quarterback back big time. Davis is going to be up against those same issues. And I think Davis can go out there and I think he can distribute the football accurately. I think he can throw the quick game. I think he's going to get through progressions quickly. And I think you're going to get a similar production of offense that you got with C.J.
You didn't
Stroud.
See a major difference Sunday between – and no. I know you've watched the film.
No. I think the difference between the two guys is one's got an extremely high ceiling, one doesn't. One is a really good backup. One has a chance to be a really good starter in this league. And there were, I would say, two throws in that game that C.J. Stroud more than likely makes. One of them he makes 10 out of 10 times. The third and 15, third and 14 to Christian Kirk over the middle of the field. I think C.J. makes that in his sleep. The bootleg throwback across your body to Nico Collins, I think C.J. gives us a chance on that one right there. I don't know if he makes the throw, but I think he gives us a chance. Those are both high-level, we're talking – maybe get the opportunity to make those throws. C.J. makes them, and with Davis, I think it's a 50-50 shot. Yeah. Other than that, the down-in, down-out stuff of being able to communicate the protection, being able to distribute the football accurately in the quick game and kind of get through progressions the way they want them to get through progressions, the death by a thousand cuts, I think Davis Mills will be fine. I think.
So you think this is? It sounds like you think this is much closer to a Brock Purdy and Mac Jones type of situation, just in terms of how the offense will look.
I don't think this offense will look any better or any worse with the starter or the backup in the game.
A lot of people here disagree.
I think that's fine. They can disagree all they want. I think C.J. Stroud is a significantly more talented quarterback.
Texans win that game if C.J. Stroud was in it instead of Davis Mills.
Possibly. You are correct. I think that is a valid statement. But I can tell you this. The throw that you saw Davis Mills attempt and miss was significantly more difficult than noticing and not throwing the touchdown pass that C.J. Stroud missed to Woody Marks early in the game. Or didn't throw, I'm sorry, that he missed in terms of didn't even throw the ball that direction. So if your thought is, if we're just talking about C.J.'s capable of doing X and Davis Mills is capable of doing Y, clearly C.J. Stroud wins that conversation by a mile and it's not even a conversation we're having. But that's not the point. The point is the quarterback for the Houston Texans is going to be handcuffed in a major, major way to the point of the whole thing revolves around being able to do the simple things consistently, the boring things consistently. I think Davis Mills can do those things at a high level. If this game comes down to making, who can Davis Mills make one of three crazy throws, you're probably not going to win the game. C.J. Stroud would give you a better chance in those one, two, or three situations. There's no doubt about that. But I think Davis Mills can go out there and what this offense has put on the field and even the good games, Ron, even the games where they've done crazy things. They've ran up a lot of points. Like we've seen maybe four or five throws this year that you go, damn, C.J. was special on that one. We've not seen a game where CJ takes the game over in a tight ball game and it's a shootout. We hadn't seen any of that. We hadn't seen throw after throw after throw where it's just like this high level of difficulty. The games when they've ran scores up, they've schemed things wide open.
Yeah.
You know, so there's just, it's not to sit here and say that this team winning games is dependent on a quarterback being Superman and putting a team on their back. It's just not the case. It's just not, that's not where we're at. And I think versus these next two opponents, I think Davis Mills can give you a chance to win a game. Damn sure against the Titans, but he's going to give you a chance to win a game against Jacksonville.
Yeah. I hope that when we watch them, they look like a more times than not competent offense. At times, they don't look prepared. At times, they don't look.
What did CJ do against Jacksonville last time we saw it?
It was rough. It's one of his worst games.
What was the touchdown? Because the games they got beat, that's one of the touchdowns they scored.
The five losses, the double move.
The Texans are 3-5. The five losses that the Texans have, they scored four touchdowns total. Will Anderson scored one. Tampa Bay let Nick Chubb scored the other time. It was a double move against Jacksonville with Nico Collins. I could have made that throw today, for the record. Not minimizing, not dismissing. I'm just putting it out there. And I can't remember what the fourth touchdown was in the tight ball game. It's not all the touchdowns, just in the tight ball game. I can't remember what the fourth touchdown was.
I think it's Seattle. But, yeah, somewhere the Seattle game. Yeah. No,
The point is anybody wants to beat their chest about CJ Stroud in this offense. We're not just talking about who the better quarterback is. We get that. And this ain't a quarterback competition. In this offense, anybody that wants to beat their chest about how good CJ Stroud is or how good he's been or the chance he gives you to win a game, we have literally in the five games that we've lost that everybody wants to talk about were one score games, you've literally seen very little from C.J. Stroud that made a monster difference in those games.
All right, coming up, T-Mill's best bets, and one of us is surprised that the Texans did nothing and didn't make a move. We'll discuss. You find out who that is coming up.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Congratulations to Mike in Houston, who is our winner, final winner of the day. But I promise you guys, really, you never know. Hell, I never know. But you'll never know what potential tickets you may be able to win on Thursday and Friday. I know on Friday you will have a chance to win some future tickets as we are on a Football Friday at our spot in Sugar Land at Talliards. You'll have a chance to win tickets there. The last couple of weeks you've been able to have a chance to win tickets at Buffalo Wild Wings. And who knows, you may be able to do it again. Last week you had a chance to win a pair of four-pack of tickets to the game. So this may not be your final opportunity. Come hang out with us and stay listening and following Sports Radio 610 to find out your chances to potentially win tickets. Not done here necessarily this week. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as they will look at all the trade news and situation, and also linebacker, special teams ace, and all around good, wholesome young man, Jake Hansen, will join the show.
They just re-upped old Jakers.
Live. Coming up behind us. Yes, that's right. Good old Jacob. Jake's good. And then after that, let's get it going here as your guys fresh off the weekend. Hadn't been in 8 to midnight. Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton. Yeah. There you go. And Chris Santiago, they got it taken care of. We'll get to T-Mill's best bets coming up soon. I did want to push this news across that's come across here recently. We told you Chaz, Luis Garcia are no longer in the organization with the Houston Astros. They've been outright waived there, and so they're no longer with the organization. But Clint, according to reports, the Astros are targeting Victor Rodriguez to join the major league staff as the new hitting coach. Rodriguez served the last two seasons as the Padres hitting coach and was also an assistant hitting coach for the Red Sox from 2013 to 2017 and in Cleveland from 2018 to 2023. So he's been around some pretty good offenses. The Guardians, the Red Sox, and the Padres have had some good offenses, so he potentially could be the next answer at hitting coach for the Houston Astros.
I got nothing, man. No clue.
Oh, you know who Vicky Rod is.
Oh, Vic.
Big Slick Vic in the building.
I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it. Come on through, Vic.
There you go. All right.
Come on through, Vic. See if you can get these guys to be patient at the plate, man.
I was certain I was going to see some sort of Braves connection in this thing. Red Sox, he's there for a long time, and they have always been patience. Patient is their game. That's why Alex Bregman fit in so well over there.
Boston.
Working counts, so that is the situation there. All right, before we get to T-Mill's best bets, make sure you stay tuned listening. Clint, you gave away on the tease. You were surprised. I wasn't, and to me, I commend it. I just don't think Cal and Hannah, at this point of what this team has shown you that they can be, and how there could be a potential of some real change in the offseason, that I just don't think they could have allowed them to give up any major assets to make a move. But for you, you were surprised. You were surprised that they just stood still. And I'm guessing maybe even more since the Colts and the Jags did what they did earlier in the day.
Yeah, look, I just don't think Cal and Hannah are even remotely involved in this kind of decision at this point in time. I think this is the guys that are in the building, GM down, and I find it very hard to believe. I find it very hard to believe that that those football guys watch this offense and don't say, yeah, we need to add a little something here. Again, whether it's Rashid Shaheed, just some speed, which we saw him go to Seattle for, what, a fifth and a sixth round pick or something? Fourth and a sixth,
yeah.
Or a higher-end player. I just don't believe that this staff, they're very, very smart football guys. I don't believe that they sit there and go, yeah, man, we're good right where we're at. I am shocked that's where they're at right now. I mean, I would say that you're in a position to overspend to get what you feel like you need to give yourself a shot this year and next year to make a run while CJ Stroud's still not on the books for $50-60 million a year. Both of them for you right there.
$50 and $60 million.
God bless, brother.
Yeah, I don't know, man. As a fan, I'm sure you want your team to go for it, right? But boy, man, when you just look at it, man, your quarterback is out. How many games may he be out? What's it going to be like? It hadn't looked right. And to me, Clint, do you in any way see this thing looking like making a turn? Do you in your way in any way, even when CJ gets back, like this offense makes a turn
No. We're going to have, it's going to be just like it has been all year long. When you face a defense that's willing to play bend, don't break, we're going to have 10 different guys catch balls underneath, and we're going to protect pretty well. But then when you get a defense that's a championship-caliber defense, a playoff-caliber defense, that's going to bear down on you, that's healthy, we're going to really, really struggle offensively.
Yeah, and I just think I'm with you. I don't think it's going to be much change, and I think people are going to be like, geez, we just signed C.J. Stroud. We just signed Nico Collins. We've got some guys on this offensive side of the ball that we've invested in, and it looks like this. No, we got to do more, and it's got to be more than just the O-line coach and the OC. And they're in that situation, man. I think maybe they're on, hey, pause. Y'all figure this thing out. right now. All right, let's get to T-Mill and his best bets as he is back with it, trying to get into the green this week. What you got tonight?
Yes, first best bets of the week. I got five around NBA action today. No Rockets. They get back in action tomorrow. But I got five NBA bets for you. First, I got a money line, the Orlando Magic. I'm on the money line for them tonight. They're going to be in Atlanta taking on the Hawks. Got the odds at about -155. Next, I got the Bucks, Milwaukee, +4 points. Give me those points. They're going to be up in Toronto taking on the Raptors.
Oh, I'd take those two.
I like that. It's a good start. Now, here's the Clippers heavy part we discussed briefly earlier. More points. I'm on the LA Clippers +7 as they are hosting the Thunder this evening. In that same game, I'm on the over 221 points between the Thunder and the Clippers. And then your last best bet on a Tuesday night. Of those 221 points, there ain't going to be 22.5 James Harden points. Under. Under for the turd, formerly known as James Harden. Under 22.5 points for him tonight. Those are your five best bets. We know Ron liked the first two. What about them last three?
I like the second one. Listen, I don't know. I don't normally trust you with Clippers involved bets, especially with James. But I really like these two. I do think this is probably going to be a high scoring game. More of a high scoring game. So I do like the over on the 221. And I think James is going to be one of the guys that they try to take away. And OKC is one of the best defensive teams in the league. And he averaged just a shade under 22. I think he's like 21.8 or something like that. But does have 9 assists. I mean, by the way, I know he's on your turd list, but this guy still just what he's still rolling to do at this age and how effective of a player he still is. I mean, he was an all NBA player. I think right now he's like 22-9-5 right now. Assistant rebounds, just crazy how old his ass is. But I like those two. I like those two. So I think there's some money to be made.
Let's get it.
There you go.
You got to take the over and assist.
What's the over? What's the number?
7.5.
Oh boy.
At least that's what I saw it at.
That's not bad. Kawhi's in this game. We'll see. Who knows?
Hey, hey, hey.
That's a high number. I don't know. He has been. I mean, he's averaging over nine, so he's been doing it. So that's not a bad bit. Not a bad one.
I'll think about it.
All right. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job, as always.
Ron, great job.
I appreciate that. We'll have a good time. Remember, good time tomorrow. B. Scott in the building. Damn, I miss you at 2:40. All right, we'll hear from D'Amico. We'll hear from Davis Mills, I'm assuming, tomorrow as well. And we'll let you hear that live right here. I am Ron, the show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Just one look at you. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, these are not transitions. I have just flat forgot my my glasses today, and this is what I had in the car, their prescription, and this is where we got
to
go.
I just need you to lean back periodically throughout the show today and lean your head back and go a little left to right.
I'd prefer Stevie because I can actually see behind him like Stevie can. This is just a stick that's just been working for him for years, and damn it, he's already one of the greatest musicians of all time. This just enhanced. Man, that guy can't see either. Damn. Saw what it did for Ray, then he went anyway. Someone else
instead of me. Is that my boy Ron?
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.